can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590-965 WKZO. Good Saturday morning and welcome to Bird Watch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located right there at 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us in the studio, of course, is your Bird Watch host, Roger Taylor.
And good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good.
Hadn't seen you in a while. You look fit and happy.
You look relaxed after a week off.
Yes, yes.
Which is, I guess, that's the point of taking a week off.
That's the whole point, yes. Had a great week. The weather was delightful. And I don't use that word lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It was upper 30s to mid 40s at night, upper 60s to low 70s in the daytime. Went days without even seeing clouds. Did see a Kirtland warbler. That was one of the missions of the going out into the field. I have to admit that Nancy, my wife, saw it first. I did not. And
you were plinking on that computer, weren't you?
Yeah. But did get to Tawas Point, which is one of the better bird places in the Lower Peninsula to watch birds. The wind was from the wrong direction, and there wasn't a lot to be seen. A lot of white-crowned sparrows feeders out on the point. A lot of oranges being offered for orioles, but not one oriole to be seen. I did talk to some people there, and they did come across the bay to Tawas Point just before I got there. But the winds were from the east for the most part while I was there. And easterly winds do not bring birds into a particular location, especially when those easterly winds are off of Lake Huron.
Uh-huh.
And that's what kept the weather cool. But a bad day of birding beats a good day at work. what can I tell you? What can I tell you? Let's do a trivia question.
All right.
And this morning's question is about crows. And the question is, how long do their offspring stay with their parents after fledging? And the first person who can tell me how long crow juveniles hang out with mom and dad, get themselves a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend that's available exclusively at Waddell's. And they also get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you to dinner, your meal is half price. And all you have to do is tell me, how long do crow offspring stay with their parents after fledging? And let's go to the phone. Oh, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. But apparently some people knew the phone number before I gave it, since the lines are all lit up.
That they are. And actually, we're going to start off with a question from Mike right here in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Mike. You're on 590-965 WKZO.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Raj. Good morning.
Hey, before you get to your question, you got to take a guess at the trivia question this morning. How long do crow juveniles stay with their parents?
Well, this is a little bit of a guess, but I'm going to say they hang around for life. They kind of stay in the same rook.
No, I have to say no, and I'll explain later. You were close, but no cigar.
Okay.
Okay, now your question. Oh, apparently he didn't have a question.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I'm glad I asked him to guess. That was apparently the reason he called.
Well, let's go to Ed right here in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Ed. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Hi, Roger.
Got a guess?
Yeah, I'm going to guess at 5 months.
Nope. I'm sorry, but thanks for taking a shot at it.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate the try, Ed. Joy over in Mendon. Good morning, Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
Good morning. This is just a guess. Now I'm thinking I'm low from your last comment. I'm going to say, 2 years.
And we have a winner.
Oh. Woo!
Yes. this year's young. Could you turn your radio down? Is it within reach?
It's not on, and I'm on a cell phone driving.
Oh, well, then I'm hearing another call on your cell phone with you. I'm going to talk a little about this, but we'll send you back into our producer, Carolyn Binder. Right now, she'll need some information from you, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, hang on the line, Joy, and Carolyn will get all the details needed from you there. 590-965 WKZO Birdwatch with Roger Taylor.
And crow offspring stay with their parents for 2 years, and that means this year's offspring will still be with mom and dad next year to help raise the offspring from next year. And crows are one of the few species on the planet that actually teach parenting skills to their young. And that's one of the reasons that I'm fascinated by crows. First, they're an intelligent bird. And second, they actually teach their young. This is something that humans could learn. They teach their young how to successfully raise young. Mike, the first caller, was sort of correct in that male offspring stay close to parents. Close meaning adjacent territories. They don't share a territory with their parents. But the male offspring tend to stay in territories that adjoin the parents. The females end up going some distance to their to find a mate and to set up housekeeping. That's how crows keep from inbreeding. And but as a result, crow females end up some distance from their parents, but go home several times a year just to visit and remember their parents and know where the parents live and have long-term relationships, even including going home for visits. And so Mike was semi-right in that the males stay close to the territory of their parents. The females end up frequently quite some distance from their parents, but don't give up the familial relationship. Mother's Day is tomorrow, and what a better place to be with mom than enjoying a spectacular spring day overlooking gardens and woods and ponds as you take in the pleasure of the fabulous Mother's Day buffet that mom will never forget at the River Lake Inn. River Lake Inn's Mother's Day buffet includes bourbon Angus beef, orange Dijon pork roast, Hawaiian chicken, Atlantic cod, crunchy fried shrimp, Swedish meatballs, apple blossom St. Louis ribs, garlic mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, au gratin potatoes, sautéed mushrooms, green beans, portobello, fresh baked muffins and bread, and their fabulous salad bar. The Mother's Day Buffet, just $19.95 per person. Bring the kids, children and grandchildren. Kids 6 to 11 are half price. Kids under 5 are free. And special menu selections include prime rib, fresh walleye a la Greco, filet mignon and lobster tail, lemon tarragon chicken, and be sure to save room for some of Anita's carrot cake. Boy, is that good. Delicious homemade pies and more, all made by Anita. To make your reservations, call today. Their number, 269-432-2626, or you can visit them at riverlakeinn.com.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Mother's Day is tomorrow. Think about it. Does mom really want that dog you were going to get her, or does she want some flowers? Waddell's Garden Center has a beautiful selection of cut flowers, artfully arranged bouquets, flowering hanging baskets, and combination pots of colorful annuals. Mom also loves birds. Waddell's has beautiful Bovano-painted copper bird sculptures, Michigan-made cedar feeders, and many nest box styles. And this week, all hummingbird feeders are 25% off. How about planting a memory with Mom? Waddell's has flowering crab trees, lilacs, azaleas, and rhododendron shrubs. Clematis vine will provide a beautiful wall of flowers, and they're on sale this week for just $19.97. Waddell's also has an excellent selection of herbs, garden decor items, and hundreds of perennial plants. A thoughtful touch would be a pair of gloves, a jersey style with gripping dots, or just $1.99. Maybe mom would like some new outdoor furniture, a fountain, some pruners. Well, I'm sure you get the picture. You can't decide. A Waddell's gift certificate is always the right size and color. Mom will feel real special when you give her a gift from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
590-965 WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch. As a reminder, since you were talking about Waddell's, we'll be joining up with Andy for Over the Garden Fence in the 9 o'clock hour. He'll be broadcasting live from the Alamo Farmers and Crafts Market.
Cool.
They're having their grand opening today, and we'll be chatting with him live from that location. Let's head right to the phones. We've got them lined up for you, Roger. We'll start off in Portage with Charles. Good morning. You're on 590-965 WKZO.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Roger. A question, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting lots of woodpeckers this year,
mm-hmm.
and I have a pair of hairies as well as red bellies.
Ooh.
And on one occasion, one of the birds that I thought was a hairy looks much more like my identification picture of a three-toed female. It doesn't have yellow on the head, but it doesn't have the distinct white patches on the back that the hairy has. Is this something that you have seen, and is it possible? We're on the border, I think.
Possible. My guess would be some sort of If it is hanging out with a hairy woodpecker, that would pretty much confirm that it's a hairy that has some sort of odd coloration. And partial albinism is one of the reasons that birds have odd coloring. If it's coming by itself, then it's possible it's a three-toed that's out of its further south than you would normally expect. So I don't know that I can answer your question without really seeing the bird. And even seeing the bird, it may not be possible to answer your question.
I see.
But if it's coming with a hairy, then it is likely a hairy. They wouldn't, they don't interbreed.
Right.
And
it's
so,
by itself.
Yeah. Then it could be. Yeah. That passes a reasonableness test. They have been seen. Where exactly do you live? Not
exactly. Southwest Portage.
Oh, okay. That would be an uncommon sighting, but possible, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Oh, you bet.
I appreciate the call. Charles, Karen up next. She has a question about crows.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah. Hi, Roger. Now that you've opened this proverbial can of worms, I have a few questions about crows.
Okay.
I'll ask them both and then listen to your answer. Number one, what is the life expectancy just in nature, you know, excluding cats and roadkill and things like that? And the second question is, during that two-year period when they are hanging out with their parents, do they start a family of their own, or do they start their own family after that two-year period?
Okay. Thanks for the good questions. We'll work backward in the questions. They stay with their parents, and they don't pick a breeding partner until they're 2 years old. And so the winter preceding their second birthday, they would be looking for a mate. During the winter time, we see these big groupings of crows, called a murder, and out of that, they pick mates. Not all crows join the big flock. And so, but they don't start breeding. They actually help their parents raise the next year's young. It's not their own family. And the first question, I don't have specifics in front of me, but I would 12 to 15 years in captivity, perhaps as many as 20 years, but out in nature, 12 to 15 years. Most species don't survive their first year. Crows have higher survival because the parents and the young stay together through the winter. And so I hope I answered both of your questions. Let's get to Ellen. We'll take a quick question from her before we're out of time.
All right, and that's all we have time for is a quick question. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning. I have a big pond in back of my house, and I usually have two Canada geese. And this year there were three, and they didn't chase each other away. That happened a week, and they swam around. And a week later, the single one was there every morning for a week, honking its head off.
Mm-hmm.
What was the story for that?
Boy, I don't know. There's a number of possibilities that the pair gave up on that pond because it was so crowded with other geese. All animals want to spread out to have a territory to raise their young in. It could be the single goose lost its mate. There's any number of explanations, and I'm just making stuff up here, so let's end the show. And I'm sorry I can't answer that question more specifically, Ellen. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to Birdwatch.
All right, thank you very much, Roger. 590-96.5 WKZO. A mixture of clouds and sun they're expecting today. We can't rule out the possibility of showers this afternoon. A high of 58 degrees. Right now, cloudy skies, 47. Complete check of that AccuWeather forecast follows the news next on 590-96.5 WKZO.
Likes to show you what he knows.